Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys? Welcome to Mastery Monday, 5 minutes that's going to kickstart your week the right way. Now, I hope you had a great weekend. I hope you're fired up, charged, and ready for the week ahead. Grab a coffee, grab a pad and a pen, because I want you to take plenty of notes today. If you are new to the podcast, welcome and thank you for tuning in. As you know, my goal is to help as many of you to become successful, increase your results, and grow a profitable personal training business. And as such, if you're new to the podcast, please make sure you download my free 30-day challenge for personal trainers. It's 30 days, 30 videos, and every bit of information in there is aimed at helping you build a better business, a more profitable business, and help you get more results with your clients. So make sure you head over there and download that today. Now, episode number 53 is called Know Your Data. Now, previous podcasts, I've talked about the importance of meetings on a Monday morning, looking back over last week, what worked, what didn't work, looking at next week, what you want to achieve, what you need to do today, what you should not be focused on. Now, these are all important, but your business should rely on stats, data. There should be spreadsheets. You should be able to sit down in a meeting, if you had one with me, and explain your figures. One of the fundamental things that I teach anyone that comes on my mastermind program or works with me at a mentoring level is we've got to build data, we've got to build information, we've got to build statistics on your business. Now, most of you got into the personal training industry because you love training. But bit by bit, I hope with the Mastery Podcast and the content that I share that you turn more into a business person. And so today's notes, I want you to take on the important stats that you need on a day-to-day basis. You see, you're probably very unaware of everything that's happening every day and how important it is to the decisions that you need to make moving forward. Everybody that you speak to every day is a potential lead. So, as a professional trainer, how many people do you speak to every day? What's the likelihood of that person potentially turning into a personal training client? Can we record that on a spreadsheet or a note section in a pad? How many people did I speak to today? 7. How many inquiries did I get into my business last week? 3. How many conversions into personal training clients did I get? Right, I spoke to 6 or 7 people. I actually ended up having inquiries 2 to 3, and I converted 1. Great, well, there's some stats. 7, 3, 1. Now, if we spoke to 14, we might get 6 actual specific inquiries. We might convert 2. So you see immediately, even on the gym floor, when we start to look at our conversion rates and our statistics, they can start to tell us what we need to do more of or less of. If you're running your business on social media, online, how many likes are posts getting? Are we able to look at the actual content that you've put out and gone, well, that didn't get very high engagement. There wasn't very many comments on that. And in most cases, you don't look at the data, but just keep posting the same pieces of content. How many direct messages did I get in my Instagram box? Was that a direct relation to the amount of content that I shared specifically last week? How many posts did I make? How many people actually asked me for professional coaching? All the information that you're getting on a day-to-day basis is so important because it relates to how much marketing you need to do. It can tell you how little you've been doing. Look at the emails that you get every day. If you hardly get any inquiries to your services, yet you're doing marketing, so you've put 7 posts out in 7 days, you didn't get any emails, you didn't get any direct messages, and you're not getting any likes or shares on social media. What does that tell you? Strategy needs to change. Now, what about on the gym floor? You're in the gym, you're doing personal training, you put yourself under pressure every Monday morning to look at your stats. How many people did you speak to? Very few. How many new clients have you got? Very few. How much are you working on your clients' results every single day? How many results have you had in the last 6 weeks, 4 weeks, 3 weeks that you can present on social media or your website or even in your weekly email list? You see, Monday morning should be about data collection. It should be about reviewing everything from last week, having all your figures in front of you, looking at your finances, looking at you what you want to earn in 12 months' time, 6 months' time, or even in the next few weeks, and actually using that data to allow you to make decisions moving forward. So today's podcast, very specifically, is start to collect data. Figures, inquiries, conversions, social media engagement, emails you're having in every day, the relationships, the people you're speaking to, the phone calls you get, the WhatsApps you get, the referrals you get, start recording them. And over the next 3 to 4 weeks, start to look at the figures building up week by week and start to see a correlation between that, your marketing, your education, your professional development, and the results you're achieving. Because if you're doing things well, you can keep doing them. Your stats are telling you that. If you're not doing well, then your stats will tell you the areas that you need to improve. So you must know your data. Guys, short and snappy, but I really hope this podcast has hit home the importance of actually having information, data, and building that collective information in front of you that you can use on a week-to-week basis. Guys, I hope today's podcast has been of help to you. Please, as always, drop me a message on Instagram if it was. If you're new to the podcast, don't forget to go to the notes section in this podcast in iTunes and download the free 30-day challenge for personal trainers. Guys, know your data, know your business, and you will grow your business. Have a fantastic day, and I shall speak to you soon.